the information shared on the evening in relation to China and the Middle East has been removed to protect the identities of the people involved. Please be aware that the literature is available in both Chinese and Arabic.
Good evening, everyone. Great to see you along tonight. I suspect there might be one or two more still to come in because of the parking situation. We plan things very well. We plan a big night on Friday night, a big table quiz night for IJM, and a big night tonight, and then we knock down the walls of the car park and put bricks in it. So that's just the way it's worked out. But tonight is just a celebration of what God has done and is doing. And I think you will go from here tonight really encouraged. At the minute, we're going through a six-part series on the church at Antioch. And you read these lovely words in Acts chapter 11, that when Barnabas arrived as the official representative of the apostles to suss out and assess this reported new movement of God in the city of Antioch, it says that when Barnabas arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain, to cleave to the Lord. And my prayer is that tonight, in what you see and in what you hear, that you will have that fresh encounter with the evidence of the grace of God. I think nights like tonight, when people who are involved in gospel work in different situations, when they gather together, I think it's about as near as we get to a taste of heaven, this side of the experience. So I want to thank everyone for coming tonight. And I particularly want to thank those who will be contributing in the course of the evening, who will be saying a little bit how they've seen the literature used in their particular context. I also want to thank the ladies for, in the minor hall, we have a lovely supper. And the hope is that at the end of our meeting, you won't rush away, but you'll be able to come in and there's Donald Coulter. He's never been on time yet. So we'll all say good evening, Donald, when he walks in. Good evening, Donald. So, yes, I want to thank the ladies for putting on a really super supper, and we've got the time to sit and chat to each other afterwards. I actually want to also publicly thank Michelle, because if any of you know me, in respect, as a first, in respect of technology, I am incredibly restricted, and part of tonight will actually be what you see, the photographs, the slides, and that's Michelle's work. She's worked very hard with me on that. So I want to thank her as well. And lastly, just by way of this preamble, I want to thank Castlereagh Fellowship. What I have been able to do over the last few years in respect of the literature, I do not think I would have been able to do that in any other context than this context. So in a way, this is my thank you to my fellowship, to my brothers and sisters tonight, for what I am often engaged in, as well as responsibilities running alongside in the fellowship. So I just wanted to say, hopefully I haven't forgotten anything there. In a moment, Reverend Yule Mars, Secretary of the Overseas Presbyterian Missionary. Yule's been a great friend to me in this work, and he will come and lead us in prayer.
It's a joy to be worshipping with you in Castlereagh Fellowship this evening. Thanks for inviting us, Jeff. It's been a joy to work with you and to just see how God has been working wonderfully in this literature ministry. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice that we are here, that we are coming together for fellowship in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to fix our gaze upon you this evening. We want to gaze very much upon who you are. We thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end of all things. You're the first word and you're the last word in everything. And we rejoice that in the fullness of time, when we were so full of sin and death, you came in Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you, precious Jesus, that you have come amongst us, the living Word, and that when you came and walked that Calvary road, that you took upon yourself the condemnation and the curse that we deserved. And even as you spoke words of wisdom and truth into our lives in the course of your ministry, you went to the cross like a sheep before her shearers. You were silent. And you took that condemnation and curse that we might come to you and hear your voice in our lives today by the power of your Spirit, speaking words of forgiveness and of cleansing to all who embrace you by faith. And we come trusting you this evening, Lord Jesus, for that cleansing and for that renewal of your presence in our lives and of your words speaking powerfully into each of our situations. And to hear about how you're speaking so vitally and powerfully around the world today. Lord, we worship you, we praise you, and we adore you. And Lord, as we come before you, we acknowledge that we are in a world which is full of questions and full of fear at this time. And we rejoice, Lord, that though we hear of a coronavirus that is spreading, that you are the one who is victor in all things and sovereign over all creation. And you are the one who is still scattering the seed of your word, that we will see victory and have assurance of your presence with us. And Lord Jesus, you are the answer, whatever the question is. And we rejoice in that tonight. And we pray that as we gather, we may have hearts full of anticipation that you are still scattering the seed of your word near and far, and that roots are going deep and shoots are springing up. And we are going to hear this evening of your word flourishing and bringing life in all its fullness around the world. And so, Lord, as we gather in anticipation this evening, we gather remembering your wonderful promise that your word never returns empty, but it accomplishes what you desire. And so, Lord, may we in the knowledge of that wonderful promise be people who rejoice to be together this evening, who take heart in the victory that you have won, and that as we hear about this literature work that has been going on and the wonderful, the marvelous way you have been initiating new things in it all the time and have shown yourself to be a God of surprises, may we rejoice in you, the beginning and the end, the first word and the one who will have the last word in time and in eternity. It's in your name we are here. It is in you that we rejoice. Amen.
Thank you, Ewell. I get asked from time to time, where did the whole literature adventure, where did the whole literature adventure begin? And to be honest, this was something that was totally unplanned. What happened, and I was just, in preparing for tonight, I had to sort of try and work this out because I've just been caught up with it and I haven't really thought too much about it. But 6 years ago now, Castlereagh Fellowship was coming up to its 20th anniversary. And We've decided that I would do a series of four Sunday evenings that would basically just be outreach, an excuse to get people along to hear the gospel. And I prepared four Sunday evenings, and they went under the title of Why Jesus. At that time, I did not know that was the title of Nicky Gumbel's book for the Alpha course. I didn't know that until well after that. But that's what we did. We did, had a series of four Sunday evenings, and they were great. The Lord blessed, and we enjoyed that. And it was just in the aftermath of that, I can't remember how long after it, I'd gone out a run, and as I did, I would just pray and talk to the Lord when I was doing that. And on the course of a particular run, the idea just felt like it descended on me of, would it be an idea to maybe write up some of the things that we'd been looking at? And I came home from the run, and as always, there's, you know, texts and stuff on my phone. And it was actually the fella standing at the doorman at the back there, Patrick. I had to phone him about something. And I said in the course of the conversation, you know, Patrick, I was just wondering, the content of those evenings, would it maybe be an idea to just scribble something up? And whether he said it to humour me or not, I don't know. But he said, Jeff, I was thinking the very same thing. And that is what I did then. I said, look, I'll try and write something up and we'll get it printed up in some form or other. And some of you may go this far back with the Literature Venture. That was the little booklet that we printed. There were four reasons in it. And we got them printed up. We got 1,000 copies printed. And much to my surprise, to be quite honest, quite a few people said, that's good, let's use it. And the result was we did a reprint and we got another 2,000. And it was at this stage that my dear brother Sid Garland, who's sitting down there, he arrived at our midweek meeting. We had never met before. And Sid, in the course of the evening, held this up, and he had picked up a copy in the evangelical bookshop where I'd left some in, and said, I want to talk to you about that afterwards. And, you know, I am going to say publicly that everything from this point onwards would not have taken place but for Sid's intervention at that point, and also assistance as it has unfolded, as you will see. And Sid suggested that it would be a good idea to go to a publisher with it. I didn't even understand what that basically meant at that time. And sort of fast-forwarding, what happened was the manuscript was sent to Christian Focus Publications, and after a few weeks, again, surprisingly to me, they came back and said, look, we want to run with this. So, as you know then, that followed. That's the Why Jesus book, which came out in 2016. And I was very indebted. Basically, some individuals were very, very kind in their comments. That's Rico Tice, who I'm sure some of you will recognize, Christianity Explored. And they sort of, you know, made helpful comments about it, and it got it maybe a wee bit more known with the Christian community. And organizations then started to use it as well, which was fantastic. I'll actually put up a slide later on of some of the organizations I've had the privilege of working with over the last few years. I do want to mention one, and I know he's down there tonight as well. One that particularly thrilled me was Torch, the Christian work among the blind community, and Leonard Campbell there. They arranged for it to be done in Braille and large print. They're on the table at the back, by the way, and also that's just a picture of it, the audio book as well. And that really thrills me, that even folks who can't maybe read too well can access that. So just before I leave the book end of things, just a couple of things to say. I just got another 1,000 copies off the book. Christian Focus have been wonderful. They supply them to me at £1 per copy, which is not far off cost price. It's £5.99, the RRP. So if you want to make a profit on eBay, there's a load of them at the back. Everything that I do with the literature, I pass on at cost price. I know I'm advised not to do that, but I can't just get around that. And what I would say to you tonight is, Easter's coming up. Why, Jesus? If you want to stock up on books tonight, please do that. I'll say this, just this is the only reference to money on the night. There's an offering box at the back. If you're wanting to take books and stuff, if you just cover the cost price of a pound, anything that goes in there tonight will go towards the literature ministry. The literature ministry is a non-profit ministry. It has not generated one pence for myself. I just want to get that out there. And I'll explain a wee bit more about how it has been financed later. So the books are there. Tables at the back, by the way. I hope you will take time. There's a lot of different languages and stuff and books and booklets. So I'll come back to that later. Just for the record, I have now personally received and passed on, or in the process of passing on, 10,000 books. So when you think of that, you know, that people are more reluctant to just bin a book. So they're all over the place. And we'll not know the result of that until glory. I do want to share with you a little anecdote. I don't know about you, but I have found in God's work, sometimes when you've gone in a new venture, a new challenge, God is gracious enough to just sort of set a little seal on things that just assures you of how he was in the work. And this story that I'm going to share with you now illustrates that very powerfully. That's a great T-shirt, by the way, if you can read that or not. That boy's a Maz teacher. That's my cousin. His brother's here tonight. We were at the stage with Christian Focus where I had worked with the editor they had assigned to me and reached the stage where I had signed off, everything's good to go. And they said to me, the editor said to me, you make sure you do not say you're ready to go until everything is in order. And I said, look, no problem, and gave my permission to that was the final thing. My cousin Richard, he's a very gracious fella. And as I say, he's a Maths teacher in London. And he had got this book. And one day he phoned me. And he said, Jeff, I have really deliberated about whether or not to say this to you. He said, but in your first chapter, where you're dealing with fulfilled prophecies, you go into a wee bit of probability theory, you know, what's the probability of one man fulfilling all those prophecies? And he said, look, I have to tell you, Jeff, the way you've written the mathematical bit is actually wrong. And he went on to say this, now this is key, and this is absolutely verbatim. He said, look, Jeff, I'm teaching guys who are real mathematicians. And, you know, they'd just look at that and they'd go, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. They'd write you off there and then. Well, I then was put in a bit of a pickle. And I thought, what do I do? They could have these printed. But again, Christian Focus were very, very gracious. I emailed them and said, look, I need to talk to you. I need to explain what has happened here. And they just said, look, we're going to change it, and that'll be that. I presume they hadn't printed an awful lot of them anyway, if any. But why do I tell you a story as obscure as that? Well, nearly 3 years ago now, I was invited into Regent House School down in Newton Arch to speak to the upper sixth, the year group that was leaving the school. And the SU had organized a bit of an evangelistic event that would see these guys move on, and they'd asked me to come along and speak at that, which I did. And there was a big, tall lad at the back who was actually the head boy who had come along. And I could see when I was speaking that that guy was locked on. It was very obvious. And at the end, I had brought some of the books with me, and I said, look, guys, you're welcome to take one. And he walked straight past me and walked down the corridor. And I thought, that's a shame. And while a young girl came over to me from the school to explain, that's our head boy, he's really been thinking about things recently, I could see in the distance, she was in front of me, I could see the big lad just turned on his heels and started walking back while she was explaining all about Joe's really thinking about things, you know, and I was going, cut, he's getting near. And anyway, he came back up and he said, Jeff, thanks very much for that, could I have one of your books? And I said, delighted that you took that. That was a Thursday afternoon, okay? On the Saturday, I got an email from Joe, as he's called, to the email account, the Why Jesus email account. It was a long email, but this is what it said. On the same day, that's the Thursday, I came home and read the first chapter of the book, and as a maths geek, there was a particular stat that changed how I felt. There is a line in your book which states that the probability of Jesus fulfilling all of the prophecies is something like one in the written properly, which is virtually impossible, and I knew pretty much from that moment that I wanted to follow Christ. We talk about the God of the detail. In that moment, I just bowed and I said, Lord, thank you for that seal. I have had the joy the last 2 years of going into Stranmiller CU. Joe's actually at Queen's doing a master's in maths. But the first year I went, he was leading the singing in the CU. The second year I went, he was leading one of the small groups, the Bible study small groups. So isn't it amazing what the Lord has done? So I just share with you that little anecdote. I suspect there may be some more when we get to glory. So, yes. So that's a little bit about the book. The next significant development came when a team from the church here went one summer to Germany. The man of Sri Lankan extraction there is Vimal. And Vimal and his wife, Louise, and family are working with refugees in Europe, in Germany. And we sent a team. We actually went 2 years in a row to help with a sports camp. And we had sent some books out, and folks were using the books. Some of the refugees were highly educated, not the stereotypical understanding that people have. But Vimal said to me just towards the end of the week, he said, Jeff, would you ever consider doing a little condensed booklet that we could just give out to basically everyone? And I came away and thought, you know, that is a good idea. I'll see how I go with that. It took months. Sometimes the smaller the thing you have to write, the more challenging it actually is, because you can't mess about with words. So we produced, I haven't brought it up with me, but you'll know it, the little Why Jesus booklet. We produced that, and again, some individuals really got behind it. David Abernethy's not with us tonight, it's just not so well. But David was one of those guys, some people just get it and go, this, and he was like a sprinkler. He just put it out everywhere. And then our late brother, I don't mean late as in he's in glory, I mean the boy who comes into the meetings late, Donald Coulter. Donald, we worked together on a project with OMS, and they delivered 100,000 Why Jesus into homes in Northern Ireland. And things like that helped it sort of gain a bit of traction. The next stage then was the international interest started to follow. And this was like a quantum leap, to be honest, because mission workers and missionaries saw the potential in the little booklet. It was concise, you know, and yet it wasn't a leaflet, but it wasn't a book. It was sort of, I think quite a few people were attracted to the fact that it just was, it packed a punch. And it's individuals like Yule, also was able to get involved at that stage and really see it develop. But, and I just used the phrase quantum leap, the next significant development was when Samuel Adams and Every Home Crusade Revival Movement Association, when they got involved, this just transformed things. I was doing all this as a private individual, but people were starting to say, look, can we have it in Slovene? Can we have it in this? Can we have it? And I was trying to do my best with that. But with the assistance of Revival Movement Association, they said, look, foreign versions, we're going to help with that. And I want to show you a picture of the guy there with the baseball cap. That is Aramis. He's in Brazil, but he is the guy who helps with the design of all the booklets. And we've got a great relationship, and I am so indebted to Revival Movement for the help that they have given me. They produce the foreign languages and they send them freely to missionaries using them, which is just incredible. How would a private individual ever do that? It was impossible. But the adventure really began at that stage. I'll just show you some of the, that's some of the organizations that I've got to work with over the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, you can scan down them. You can see some of them are based here. Some of them are in the far corners of the world. I didn't put up every country, but the countries that are mentioned there, there would be a significant, you know, element of the literature going there. So, you know, you can see what has happened. It has just moved from very small, unplanned beginnings to this. And I do want to acknowledge at this point as well, that, you know, there's now a fourth booklet, I'll come to that in a minute, but I do want to acknowledge my crack team of proofreaders. One of them is not here tonight because of his parents, but all the guys get is an occasional Chinese for that, and your reward is in heaven because it's certainly not down here. But also, I do want to, and I'm so delighted they're here tonight as well, people will hear me talking about going to the barn. I do love it when people say, look, Jeff, we're praying for you for your break at the barn. I have about 16-hour days when I'm at the barn, but it is actually a break. But the barn, you know, it's, if you think of the slopes of Slemish, a little shack, you know, there's holes in the roof and stuff, but if you get in before the sheep, it's actually not too bad. But the last time I was there, Tommy arrived and he said, Jeff, I want to take a picture of you in the barn. So the secret is out. The secret is out. I chased the sheep out. And this has been something that has actually been revolutionary in the work. I get to go away for a few days and, you know, just pour myself into that. And so I really thank Tommy and Jacqueline. So we now have, those are the three booklets that have been on the go. Can I say tonight, folks, the two back tables are full of literature. And I would really love if you would take the literature with you and let people know that it is available, okay? I'll just say it at this point. The English versions of all the booklets, they are funded by ourselves, okay? Every Home Crusade only work in the English authorized version, the King James version. So when they produce them, they bear the cost of that. When people come to me and say, could I have 500 booklets, Jeff? You know, I need them to cover the cost price. Sometimes we don't do that, but that's just to let you know how that works. I have a wee few seconds of production in the factory in Every Home Crusade. So this is just to let you see. Oh, those lights there, Patrick, could you kill those? Thanks. Just to give you an idea, when Every Home Crusade get going with it, this is what happens. So there's a cage being filled. I don't know what language that is, but that's a cage being filled. What I'm going to do, I am just conscious, Philip and Heather, I've just looked at the clock. Philip and Heather have to leave because they are up the north coast tonight. So they will have slides as well, Patrick. It's fine. Thanks. I am just going to change the order of the program a wee bit for you guys. So look away now. I don't want you seeing the slides. Just want to try and accommodate people. So I hope I can go back all right. Oh. Here we go. Yeah. I'm going to ask Philip to come now. And so, Lucy Moore, sorry for changing the order, but I know these guys, a long walk to the North Coast. Come on ahead, Philip. Thank you.
Well, good evening, everyone, and it's good to be here. We work in Zambia, and I'm sure a lot of you will testify to this. This isn't just about literature this evening, it's about people. And the people that we work with, that's what really counts, and their lives being changed through the reading of that literature. We work with Wycliffe Bible Translators. This is our
40th year.
40th year in Wycliffe. And we've worked in Ivory Coast, we've worked in Madagascar and a few other places, but mostly our work's in Zambia. And we were delighted to hear about the possibility of these little booklets going into some of the languages of Western Zambia where we work. We just have 12 slides here, be pretty quick to go through these, and it'll tell the story.
Western Zambia is a very poor area. They've had terrible droughts. If you've seen pictures of the Victoria Falls almost drying up, you'll know there's a big scarcity there. But there's also a scarcity of resources to teach people. So these folk were delighted that we were able to promise them the booklets that they could give free of charge, because there's so little money to pay for anything. So they've been very, very, very keen to get the gospel out, and we just stand back in amazement at it. It's wonderful. 5 different languages.
And who are the people in the picture, Heather?
Some of them are translators on my team. And the man on the left there, he said through WhatsApp just the other day, he said, "We are so delighted with this." He's in a town, and he said, a couple of the denominations got the booklets and they're longing for more. So it's just wonderful that we have this resource. We're so grateful to Jeff for writing it. We're so grateful to Every Home Crusade Revival Movement for providing it and actually getting it sent out there and everything. And all we have to do is pass it on. And we're doing that all over the place.
So we work in Western Zambia, which is, go to the capital, Lusaka, a day's journey to the west. It's right beside the Zambezi River. And if you go up the hill where we have a campsite and we do our work there for about a month, 2 months each year, a month at a time. And Zambezi can be seen away in the distance. And if it's a good rainy season, it comes over the floodplain. And this is just looking out onto this floodplain where our teams come from, where they live. So when we go there, this is Heather, and this is where we stay, and we have these little huts. We've made them, you know, if I had been myself there, it wouldn't be as nice inside, but Heather knows how to make a home, even in a little place like this, and I'm very grateful for that.
Go ahead, Heather. So these are the 5 translation teams, and we have 3 languages printed already, and the next one will be the one I work on. We will finish the translation of the last book next month, all being well. We still have a lot of checking to do, but then we're going to work on the booklet. And they will take it out to very remote places, including across the border in Angola. So there's another cause for praise, that we will be reaching into Angola with these booklets and the gospel from the end of the year, God willing.
So in the picture there, so we've got a team photo at the end of the workshop, and we have 5 languages represented there. They all also speak Lozi, which is the language of Western Province, so there is a 6th, and there are 5 consultants working, one with each language. Losey then is the first booklet that we received, and it's managed, we've managed to have that reach now through a container with Every Home Crusade. That has now reached the area, and those are the two translators. And these, remember, we remember that these were unwritten languages until just a few years ago. So isn't it wonderful that the first written pieces of literature in these languages are scripture?
Yes.
And the people are really avid to get them. In fact, some of the booklets don't manage to reach the areas because the people on the road on the way ask for copies and they can't refuse them. So it's a good problem. So those are the two translators they're looking through. Did we get all the little details right? Did we get the speech marks right? Did we, you know, you're just sometimes on eggs waiting to see whether you're what you've translated actually came out right, but it came out very, very well. The other two languages which have been printed by Every Home Crusade, and we've been delighted to see that, and we've seen them in their boxes. Hopefully we'll get a copy tonight. Yeah, there they are. They didn't go for the cover of the English version so much. They liked a colourful cover, so they have a picture of the falls on the front of the cover there. Kwangwa and Shanjo. And there they are in their boxes. We've received the photo but haven't actually seen them yet. The Kwangwa team is the team I work with, and we are just bowled over by their enthusiasm for these booklets, any literature they can get their hands on. And do pray for these three men. They work very well as a team. They've got different gifts. Their English is limited. We work with them in English. We talk to them in English. And they explain their drafts that they bring up of scripture or of these little booklets. They explain the meaning word for word, and we can check them. Then the Shanjo team have also got a Why Jesus booklet now and looking forward to receiving them. The first printed literature that they had was Luke's Gospel. And the Luke's Gospels were printed in South Africa. They came up by vehicle via Namibia. And this is a member of my team. And 2-3 years ago now, these were printed. The Luke's Gospels were printed. So not only do we have scripture, but we also have the evangelistic booklets. Mm-hmm. And both are really welcome and complementary to each other. So as these pieces of literature, the scripture and the little booklets go out, way to very remote areas of Western Zambia, please pray. Please pray for the effect that the Lord will use these, that they will be, we know they won't be thrown away. They will be kept, but that the Lord, through the Spirit, will reach hearts and minds and young people and old people for the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wonder, do any of you recognize the gentleman on the screen there? That is George Verver, the founder of OM, Operation Mobilization. And something very significant, again, through the intervention of Brother Sid, he introduced George to the literature, to the book, and also to the Why Jesus booklet. And it was wonderful. You will know the Logos ship, and that picture there just sums it up. Thousands, millions of people, you know, visit that ship as it goes around the world. And it has been a really wonderful relationship with OM. They, first of all, got 100,000 of the Spanish version when the ship was in Chile and Argentina, and the booklets went in 2 months. The ship, just for your prayers, the ship is currently in the Caribbean, and it is distributing 200,000 of the English booklet in the authorized version because, again, but for Every Home Crusade, there's no way I can supply 200,000 in a modern version. So what I want to tell you about just for a moment is what happened between those two locations. When the ship was in Latin America coming down, Chile and Argentina, and before it turned and went back up to the Caribbean, what happened was really remarkable. I had been in Romania with David Baxter. And when I came home and went in the front door of my house, sitting in the hallway was a box of 500 copies of Why Jesus in Brazilian Portuguese. Every home crusade had done a run of 25,000 of it or something like that. And we're sending it out to Brazil. And Les kindly had grabbed a few hundred for me because I like to have some of the samples. And on top of the box was an unopened letter that had been delivered when I was away. And it was from George Verver. And it said in the letter, the booklet in Spanish has been really well used. Do you know the ship is now going to Brazil? We could really use 150,000 Brazilian Portuguese. These two things were literally sitting on top of each other. And I got on to Samuel Adams and explained the request that they had made. And Revival Movement said they would do their best to get them to them. But what they did was arrange the 20,000 that had already been sent. 5,000 had gone to Mozambique, which is Portuguese speaking. But the 20,000, they said, look, we'll get them to the ship at the first port. It was arriving into the port where Revival Movement send their literature to, where their depot is. Just again, the coming together of this. But you'll see a picture, by the way. That is Interlink, their website. They're in Brazil. They supply resources to Christians working in evangelism. Revival Movement were not able to get the 150,000 booklets to Brazil in time for the ship. The ship was due to move on. And so they were sent out to Brazil. So, I'm not going to say anything more about this because I don't actually know about it. This is going to be news to me. Victor Maxwell phoned me and said, Jeff, you know, some great things have happened in Brazil with the literature. And Lucy Marr is going to come now and she's going to tell me and everyone else what actually has happened with that consignment of literature which didn't make it for OM. Thank you, sister.
Thank you. What do I do here?
Jeff.
Yeah. So before I start to say, every home crusade has been a blessing to us in Brazil, not just through why Jesus, but through the Bible art, you know, the Bible lesson that we do at the schools. And at the moment, we have 137 teachers teaching the Bible in the school. So we provide, through Victor Maxwell and the team and my husband, we provide not just the booklet, but also the Bibles for them to know that everything that we are teaching come from God's word, because the interest of God's word would bring life. So it's really encouraging to see teachers. Some teachers, for example, this one here, Olietti, she's a born-again lady, married to a pastor, really in fire for God, and she is the administrator of one school, but also a teacher. And it's really encouraging to see the children teaching and receiving God's word. But this is the postman arriving in Brazil with why Jesus. When we heard about, I was in my kitchen and I got a WhatsApp message from Sueli from the Interlink. She says, Lucy, you never know what has just arrived here. We have a real treasure, a new booklet, Why Jesus? So she says, I am going to send to you. So she photocopied the booklet and sent it to me. When we read, we just felt that is exactly what the people in Brazil need. So we started to order from here to the different parts of Brazil. And that is just one of the places. There are hundreds more people getting. So this is the booklet. And so it's so encouraging to see people being evangelized on the street. But we had a passion. In Brazil, at the moment, there are lots of gangs, you know, drug dealers, and there are lots of fighting and a lot of killing, and lots of people in jails. So we really wanted that Why Jesus would reach not just the streets of Brazil, but the jails of Brazil. And God has provided hospital. People are receiving God's words in a hospital. People are receiving God's words in the jails. And it's so encouraging. Brazil is a country that is very much open for the gospel. We have freedom, religion freedom, to present the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's really encouraging. This fella here is my cousin. Around 6 years ago, he used to be in the streets with drugs, and he's still ripping the thing from that time. But the Lord really rescued him from the drug, set him free, and he's a born-again believer, really in fire for God. While he was in hospital, he took the leaflet, Why Jesus, to evangelize. So during the time there, he was able to evangelize many people. So this over here is a rehabilitation center for people who are involved in drugs. So another pastor asked, could you send me some literature too? So we sent it to him, and he used it in rehab center. So it's so encouraging to see that Jesus, the leaflet, why Jesus is going. This is a pastor, and he walks in a prison, and he walks on the streets, and his t-shirt says, thy word is a lamp into my path. So he's evangelizing, and people are being saved. People are reading God's word. But I want to say, even the nuns, they don't skip. In a hospital, my cousin read the leaflet to her, evangelized her, and she received it, she embraced it. The next day when he was going home, she called him and she says, the peace of the Lord. So just pray that the entrance of God's word will come to her heart and set her free from the bondage of the Catholic Church, and that she will be able to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord. Yes, God's word is going to different places, but we need you to pray. Thank you very much.
You're being very patient with us, folks. Philip and Heather, you're going to miss your train. There's no problem if you need to sneak out there. Let me just take, I know there's some folks here tonight who have particular interest in Europe. I'm not going to say too much about this other than just show you some statistics. Slovenian was the first version to be done. We've just done a second printing there, a small amount. Slovenia has a population of 2 million, a Christian population between 1,600 and 2,000 believers. So anything that we can do, these are church planting situations, very happy to see it, and why the cross is currently being translated as well. Romanian, a bit bigger and more potential there. You'll see on the back table tonight both why the cross and why Jesus in Romania, second printing there. Macedonia, just last week it arrived or is going into customs or whatever. 30,000 have gone in, a couple of different printings, including North Macedonia, the newest country in the world. Spanish is massive. This is going to be very big, I think. 200,000 of why Jesus has already been done and gone. Why the cross was a struggle, but it's completely done and print ready, and we expect that it will be popular. Why must Jesus return is currently in translation as well. Portuguese, you've heard about the Brazilian Portuguese version that's done. The European Portuguese is being translation checked at the minute. Italian is just printed on the table at the back as well, if you want to see these. And Russian, this is very interesting. I was emailing a guy in Russia last night why Jesus is currently being translated there. And it will be, there's some situations we've printed in country. Nepal, for example, there was a print done in the country. Russia will be printed in the country because you can't get it in, basically, without a lot of trouble. It's also going to be used in Moldova, which is largely Russian-speaking. So there you are. Europe is the dark continent now, and there's a real work going on there. What's ahead? Just to let you know, just dumping this information on you, the Why Jesus book is being published in Spain by Editorial Peregrino. They'll distribute it in mainland Spain.
They will be supplying the digital files to Revival Movement, who can then distribute it in the Latin American context if they so wish. All four booklets are being done in the authorized version, so Revival Movement can use them with their own context again, should they wish. There are further translations that are ongoing in different languages. Can I put this one to you? The Logos ship is coming, well, it's coming to Belfast, but it's coming first to Cork and then to Dublin. I have told them I will give them 15,000 Why the Cross. Why the Cross, I think, is particularly good for a Catholic readership. I will be funding that, getting it printed, delivered, etc. So that's a little project I've given. It's May time, so I need to get my finger out on that one. I'd always had a vision that Why the Cross would be distributed in the Republic of Ireland. I didn't think it would take a ship to come to port to do it. The Lord knows better. Storehouse was mentioned. There's the whole digital challenge, how we can get these resources disseminated in electronic digital form, and there's discussions to be had there as well. Last week as well, Christian Police Association in England and Wales are looking at the material for maybe a bespoke project with the Gideons of doing a bespoke New Testament that would incorporate some of the material from the booklets in that as well, which would be big if every police officer in England and Wales was being offered that. So I'm going to stop at that, guys, and we're going to just sing one final hymn, and then Brother Sid Garland is going to come and close in prayer.
Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you so much for the little touch of heaven that we've had this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that one day, indeed, we will join that throng of people of every tribe and language and nation around the throne. And already, Lord, there are many there worshiping the Lamb. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given into our hands the scriptures and the good news of Jesus to get it out into many languages, to many peoples around the world, Lord. And we thank you this evening. We have seen the grace of God, and we have been glad to see what you're doing, evidence of what you're doing among us and using your servants, Lord. Thank you for Jeff and Michelle too, and for this Castlereagh Fellowship and their support of Jeff. Thank you for giving Jeff that passion to reach those who don't know you, that they would understand the message, that they would understand the gospel, that we would get it to them in a way that they would be able to understand it, and they would be able to grasp it and be able to have their questions answered about why Jesus is so important, why the cross is so important, why his return is so important, why the Bible is so important. Lord, these are foundational things, but they're also great messages to get out to the world. And the answers are here. The reasoning is here. We thank you, Lord, that scriptures tell us that the Apostle Paul reasoned with people to persuade them that Jesus was indeed the Christ, the Messiah, the only hope of mankind. So, Lord, we thank you that we have this message, and we thank you for all that you're doing, the different people you've been using, the translators, the designers, the distributors, the publishers, the various ministries, the Wycliffe, the Interlink, the Revival Movement, Christianity Explored, so many, Lord, OM, the ships. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing to get your word out. And the project's still ahead, Lord. The need is still great. We pray you will do even more in the days ahead. And the literature that has already gone out, please, Lord, use it. Use it to reach these young seekers in the Middle East, Lord. How this delights our heart to hear what you're doing in the Middle East. We only hear bad news, but this is good news of what the grace of God is doing to awaken an interest, a hunger for your word. Lord, we pray that that same hunger would even come to our own land. But we thank you that you're at work around the world and using people and using literature to speak to hearts and to bring them to yourself. We thank you even for that testimony of the young man who in Regent School heard the gospel, got the book, and gave his life to Christ. Lord, we pray that there will be many, many
thousands, even millions of others like him who will come to know you through this literature and through your word going out. Lord, hear our prayers. We commit ourselves to you. We thank you for the encouragement and the unity that we have had of being together. And we pray you'll continue to bless our fellowship together this evening and continue to guide our steps, Lord, to be useful for you, to take the opportunities you give us to share to our families and our neighbours and our friends, that we will not be left behind in this zeal to get your word out and to get the good news of Jesus known to everyone around us and everyone around the world. So hear our prayers, Lord. Be glorified in your church, be glorified in this literature, be glorified in the gospel and in Christ, for we ask everything in his name and for his glory alone. Amen.